ghosts of Terence Van Zandt, Bob Wills, and Hank Williams met at a Cuban restaurant somewhere south of heaven and north of hell. They ordered a few drinks and Terence asked the other ones, "Hey guys, did you see the devil in the last couple of days?" "Yee-haw," Bob Wills answered. "I'm an open-minded person, as you might remember, so I had a jam session with him on fiddle, the Archangel Gabriel on trombone, these two ugly demons from down below, I don't remember their names, but they groove like hell, you know, on drums and bass, Jesus Christ on steel, and newborn angel called Steve Ray Vaughan on guitar. This guy's incredible. You should check him out if you meet him. He's got his wings last week, and now he rules fucking heaven, you know. He's a real rock and roll guy, but that's what I did in the 40s, man. It's nothing new to me." Hank Williams said, "You've mixed jazz with country and blues, Bob. That's not rock and roll. Rock and roll is a lifestyle. My lifestyle. Live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse. That's what I did first." Dan shook his head and laughed. "Well, I've lived a bit later than you did, guys. And from what I've seen, the 80s and the 90s, I wouldn't be so proud of being the inventor of this thing called rock and roll. It became a big fake thing. The outfit's more important than the music now. Long-haired dressmen pretend to play while the real cats sit behind a curtain because they're too ugly to be shown to the fashion-orientated kids. The songs are boring, the lyrics are stupid, and the big money goes to the record companies, managers, and other songwriters and musicians. They sell music like it was soap or something. So don't be too proud of your bastard son, guys." Silence filled the air. Outside, they could see the headless body of Kurt Cobain walk down the street. And then Jim Morrison, Elvis Presley, and Jimi Hendrix came into the room. "What are you talking about? Rock and roll?" Elvis asked, while he watched Cobain disappear in the darkness. "Rock and roll is dead, like us." From the darkest corner of the room came a loud laughter. "Oh, that's funny. Some things never seem to change," said Ludwig van Beethoven to his new friends Miles Davis and Cliff Burton. "Show me your cards, Amadeus," he said to the fourth man at the table. "And don't you dare to talk about music."